Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to today's episode of the Influencers Community Podcast with Heaven Umana, where I'll share with you simple things you can do to become more influential in your community and the world at large. So today, I want to start the series on becoming a person of influence with you. This lesson was first taught in the Influencers Community on WhatsApp, where we had amazing feedback and lots of persons were transformed by the teaching we shared. We were able to come to an understanding about influence and how it operates. And today, I would quickly talk with you about becoming a person of influence. That's the part one of the teaching. The goal of this teaching is to bring you to an understanding of what influence means and how one becomes influential. There's an interesting exercise I'd love you to have with me. It's going to be fun. This is what I want you to do. Just pay attention to me. Like, leave that in and just listen. So, I want you to make a list of seven persons who have made the most impact in your life. Like, just sit down and think. Seven persons who have made the most impact in my life. Make a list of them. You may write it, you may not write it. Okay, fine, write it down. Just make a list. Are you done? Okay, I'm going to wait. Okay, you're done. From this list of persons who have made an impact, just beside that name you've written, write their profession or occupation, whatever they do. Remember, you're writing this for seven persons. Seven names, seven men, seven women. Okay. Well, you may not know exactly what they do for living or not, but just write it down. Just put it down. And if you are done, smile at me. I know, like, ever, you can't see me. How do you know I'm smiling? Well, because you smiled, I know you smiled. Okay, so okay. Back to the exercise. So look closely at this list. Now answer this question sincerely. All those persons you wrote down, do they all have the same profession? How many of them are famously known by everybody? How many of them are wealthy, like plenty money? How many of them would you say they are the wisest or the smartest? Not many, right? So despite the difference in occupation and status, why are they on that list? Why did you pick them out of 1,001 persons? Yes, the answer is impact. You see, those persons have earned the right to be on that list because they made impact in your life. In your life. Now, let's look at another exercise. This one may require more intentional thinking. Now, take a look at yourself and answer these questions. Who did you learn how to dress from? Who did you copy the way you laugh from? The way you write, who influenced your why? Who taught you the tea? Who dotted your I? You see, everything you do now, when and how, did you learn it? Did you sit down and consciously learn these traits? Really? Did you? Can you even remember sitting down to learn them? That's influence. You should write this down in your heart. Everybody is influential. But everyone does not have the same level of influence. I learned this from the book Becoming a Person of Influence by John C. Maxwell. It inspired me so much and inspired this teaching. And I'm going to be sharing some excerpts from it, but mainly I'm going to be sharing my thoughts on how this book has shaped my own life and my reality. You see, every day you wake up into the game of influence. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it, it's happening. You either influence someone or someone influences you. You can't be neutral. You can't be neutral. The most influential person, the one who has mastered the game of influence, makes the most impact. You convince the market seller to sell at the price you want. You convince someone to do something you want. Every day, everything you do is a game of influence. Every time a decision has to be made, you see, the game of influence decides the fate of those involved. I'll repeat. Every time a decision has to be made, the game of influence, meaning the ability that people have to persuade others to take an action without the use of force, decides the fate of everyone involved. Things don't happen the way they should happen. They happen according to how influential those who are involved play or act. It's true. The question now is, how are you using your ability to influence people to achieve your purpose in life, to achieve God's will in your life? Someone will say, but I have influence. I'm not influential. Well, let's debunk some myths about influence, all right? Let's debunk some myths about influence. And I want to read a scripture for you. Yes, heaven is scripture. If I wasn't, wouldn't you be surprised? Come on, my name is heaven. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. The Message translation gets this best for me. It says, walking along the beach of Lake Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, later called Peter, and Andrew. They were fishing, throwing their nets into the lake. It was their regular work. Jesus said to them, come with me. I will make a new kind of fisherman out of you. I'll show you how to catch men and women instead of peck and bass. They didn't ask questions, but simply dropped their nets and followed. Wow. You see, from this scripture, we see clearly that Jesus was talking to men who had no advantage in life, like fishermen, really? Like, what influence can a fisherman have over people? Little or nothing, right? You see, a moment ago, just before we had that exercise where you wrote several names down, if I had asked you if these fishermen were influential, you'd probably say no. I would love to debunk some myths and excuses we usually make about influence. One, influential people are born that way. You often hear someone say it's because your father is rich now. All manner of excuse just to displace the place of hard work. Some people will even argue, leaders are born in May, leaders are born in June, leaders are born in August, leaders are born every day. I don't agree with that statement. Rather, what I agree and what I believe is, leaders are made. I believe someone may be born with the most leadership traits, but if he doesn't cultivate it, he would be nothing, absolutely nothing. Number two, I have to be seen to be influential. This is not true. You don't necessarily have to be seen to be by all. You just have to be available to those who matter to you. You just have to be available to those who are important. Meet number three, I have to be in a position of leadership to be influential. Again, this is not true. If people only obey you because you are the leader, someday I assure you they'll beat you up. Just give them time. Positional leadership is the lowest form of leadership. It will get you nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. You're the leader doesn't mean you're making the most impact. A cleaner, gateman, anybody less important can matter more than you in the hearts of people. Number four, I have to know it all to be influential. This is also incorrect. Masters are not the most knowledgeable persons. They are just several steps ahead of those they are leading. Everyone is ever learning. Never forget that. Everyone is ever learning. Meet five. I have to compromise my stand and high level of morality before I can be influential. I don't want to do that. You don't have to. It's your strong conviction which guides your action that convinces people not being unstable in character. You don't have to change. You don't have to become a mediocre for you to be influential. Or is it a deceased group of people who say, if many people know me and like me, I'll be influential. Well, guess what? It's not true. There's something Stephen Furtick said the other day. I totally agree with him. He said, not every famous person is great, and not every great person is famous. So true. Some of the most influential persons I know were greatly disliked initially. And some are not even famous till now. Some are not loved, but they get things done. Many persons speak against President Donald Trump. But with or without the power of a president, that man has influence. Like, if he steps down from that seat, he's still going to be influential. And the last myth, to be influential, I must always tell people what to do. You don't have to be a control freak. Influence is not about your ability to control people. It's your ability to control yourself. Respect comes to you to the degree that you can first respect yourself. The ability to control comes to the degree that you can control yourself. Influence is about creating a conducive environment for people to become the best versions of themselves. I'll take that again. Influence is about creating a conducive environment for people to become the best versions of themselves. You don't always have to tell them what to do. Just guide them. So what's the nature of influence? According to the decree God gave man in Genesis 1, 27, 28, every man is created to be influential. We are all influential beings. Influence here is the ability to convince or persuade someone to take an action without the use of force. It is the ability to alter the state of a thing or the course of an event with the resources available to you. You see, influence can be positive or negative. That's why one must be careful who he permits into his life. We humans tend to copy both the good, the bad, the ugly from people we adore, except caution is applied. So how can you know the mark of a person of influence? One of it is, a person of influence inspires people to become the best version of themselves. He loves people just the way they are, but he doesn't leave them the way they are. He motivates them and encourages them to become best versions of themselves. A person of influence is one who leads people through a journey of transformation from who they are presently to who they are destined to be. He's not necessarily the richest or most popular, but he has an archive of testimonies from lives he has touched. Remember, everyone does not have the same level of influence. Now, according to John C. Maxwell, influence has four levels. There's model, there's motivate, there's mentor, and then there's multiply. Through the course of this audio teaching, I'll get to talk more about them. Now, although we are all influential persons, you must know this. Your level of influence with people is determined by the sufficient deposit you've made in their emotional bank account. We are all emotional beings, and oftentimes our actions are greatly influenced by our emotions. True. Don't argue. Just accept it. The more connected we feel with you, the more we can do stuff for you. It's true. You can only make a demand from us to the degree that you've invested in us. If I feel the love, attention, and knowledge you've invested in me is not more than, let's say, 10,000 naira, I would be most likely to do anything you ask worth 10,000 and below. But the moment you make a request beyond the deposit you've made, there would be a resistance, I can assure you. It's just the same way your bank account works. If you slot in your debit card into the ATM and you punch in amount that is in your dream bank account but not in your real bank account, what will happen? The machine will insult you. I just shout, insufficient fund. This is why every influential person is a massive giver. They make huge deposits in the hearts of those around them. You can only withdraw to the degree that you've invested in people. Now, the sacrifice required of an influential leads us to an important question, which is, why do you want to be influential? This is an important question you must answer sincerely if you want to live a life of impact. Seeking influence with the wrong motives will hurt you. Sincerely, it will break you. Every worthy course taken in life starts with a strong why. In answering this question, you must understand that you're dealing with human beings here, not things. Humans are not machines, we're not animals who you can always predict their response to your action. Sometimes, your most sincere action will be seen in the wrong light. You may even be accused or slandered for doing good. If this happens, and you didn't start this journey of making impact with the right motive, you'll feel hurt and you'll give up. The right motive is never about yourself, but about helping other people. Truly, it is. You can't say, if it's like that, I'd rather avoid human beings, so I can't kill myself. No, you can't do that. It's important you surround yourself with people. If you're an extreme introvert here, it's time you balance your life and welcome the right people into your life. For real, I'm serious. Let me share this with you. The importance of building your life around people. Okay? Stay with me. Helping people is the only thing that brings genuine sense of fulfillment. True. Seeking fulfillment from yourself and inanimate object is just being crazy. It doesn't work. As love beings, we are created to crave love the most from another person. Yes, self-love is important, but let's not deceive ourselves. Love is sweeter when it comes from another person. The surest way to create generational wealth, trust me, is by building your life around people. Because money is not in things, money is in people's pockets. My friend Emmanuel Akme will say, where two or three are gathered, there is money in their bank account or in their wallet. It's true. I see money as a living thing that can only be attracted by living beings who have breathed life into businesses, skills, and ventures that become money-making machines. You see, money follows people. Money comes to you through people. If you understand how to keep the right kind of people around you, you will have the right kind of money always. God blesses men through men. Hope you know that. You need a network of men for God to be able to reach you. You should never live in isolation. An isolated life will be a hungry life. Yes, you've prayed and God said He has opened a door for you. But answer this question. Is it Angel Gabriel that will bring the money? Is it Angel Michael that will come open the door? What if he passed through a man? You see, you need to cast your mind over this and think deeply. I'm going to stop here today. And next week, I'll take you on a part two of becoming a person of influence. But don't forget, every time a decision is to be made, the game of influence decides the outcome. The game of influence decides the outcome. My name is Heaven Omuna, and I would love to connect with you. Reach out to me on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, at Heaven Omuna. I'm a man with God turning fishermen into fishers of men. And if you would love to connect with me on WhatsApp, my WhatsApp community where I share daily insights and thoughts, you could simply connect with me on Facebook. You get the link. I often post the link to my WhatsApp on my Facebook post. You could just find one or send me a message on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and I'll connect you, and you can see my wonderful thoughts that I share every day on WhatsApp. Catch me here next week with a word of wisdom for you. Until next time, when I come, keep being influential.